Hello.
My name is Tamara, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, this is me.
How may I assist you?
I wanted to file an unemployment claim. I usually do it online, but it said that there's some weird email said it has an existing account. I never even seen an email before.
Have your social, please.
Yes, it's 416-41-1545.
Verify your name, please.
Tamara Hutchinson.
Your date of birth, please.
March 9th, 1993.
Your mother's maiden name.
Harry.
And your mailing address, please.
I have a new one. It's going to be 201 Ashburton Drive.
Okay, we'll correct. We'll change that. What was your previous one?
The previous one was 558 Paint Way.
Okay, and who is the employer we're filing?
One Main Financial.
One Main General Services.
It's One Main Financial. I don't know if they, like, what they show up as.
One Main General Services Corporation.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And so you're trying to, is this a, let's see. Okay. We're trying to open a claim, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Gotcha. We're going to do this. Okay. All right, your PIN number is going to be 8330.
Okay.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud? You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay, you don't have a... Your first name is going to be T-A-M... A-R-A, middle initial?
E-N, as in Nancy.
Hutchinson, H-U-T-C-H-I-N-S-O-N. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And do you have an email address you want on file, ma'am?
Yes. It's going to be T, as in Tamara, my last name, which is H-U-T-C-H-I-N-S-O-N, 6742 at Gmail.
6742?
Yes.
At Gmail. T-Hutchinson6742@gmail.com. Okay, and your phone number, please?
334-306-5511.
334-306-5511.
Yes.
Date of birth?
March 9th, 1993.
Your mother's maiden name?
Harry.
And you do have a driving license, correct?
Yes.
And what state?
Alabama.
Number, please verify that again for me, please.
Verify Alabama.
Your number.
Oh, the number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 826-2049.
Thank you. And your race, please.
African American.
You're non-Hispanic. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I'm college.
Okay, ma'am. A year, 2 years, I need?
3 years.
2 years college?
3 years of college.
Okay. And are you a citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Your residential country is United States of America. Okay.
Yeah.
I need that resident address, please.
That's going to be 201 Ashburton.
Spell that.
Ashburton. Drive.
Is that Ashburton one word?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's going to be apartment.
B as in boy.
Mm-hmm. City and state?
That's Montgomery, Alabama, 36117.
Okay. And is your mailing address the same as your resident address?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
I was a loan officer.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I'm seeking any work at this point.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
Ma'am?
About 20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
18.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 4/1/2023 and 3/31/2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I guess, yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account. or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Need a routing number, please, and an account number.
All right, their routing number is going to be 041-215-663.
Okay. And this is a traditional bank, correct?
No, it has to be because
we can't do chimes or cash out, you know. It has to be a traditional bank where you can walk in.
Okay. Well, let me, because that one's about to close. So
okay.
Let me get the card.
Okay. So let's see. Okay, hold on. Okay, you're going to get the card. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, the card is good until the valid through dates on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage card. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note, customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where this card is used. See the log form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for the prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits-card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Okay. And that employer you said would be One Main General Services, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me find. Okay. All right. And may I have a phone number for them, please?
I guess it'll be a store number. Oh, this is it right here. Okay. It's 1-800-804-8502.
Okay. 804-8502. Yes. Okay. And what city and state location is this?
This is the Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. Hold on one second. Okay. Okay. And what I need now is employment start date with them, please. I need a month and a year.
It was April 29th of this year, 2024.
As they worked, I need a month and a year, please.
That was August 12th, 2024.
August 12, 2024. And the reason you're no longer working, quit, discharge, lack of work, or other?
Discharge.
And the reason for the discharge?
As far as the scheduling.
Ma'am.
They told me, they said that it was because of my, basically I wasn't there long enough. Stuff that I supposed to have been learned during the time that I was there, I wasn't on task with everything.
You wasn't on what?
They said that I wasn't on task with everything as far as how long I've been there. They expected me to be further.
Oh, catching up as far as the work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so. Okay. Name and title, person who discharged you.
Danielle Romo.
Who?
Danielle Romo, R-O-M-O.
Is this a lady?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Miss R-O-M-O?
Yes.
And what was her position?
He was the branch manager. They have on here, it says, the district manager or senior team member. I don't know. She was the branch manager, though, who handled everything, but they have their numbers on this paper.
Okay.
I don't know if I should give you their number.
Ma'am?
I don't know if I should give you her name or...
No, that was fine with this one. Give me your date of your discharge. I need a month and a year. Hold on one second. Okay. And what was your date of discharge again, please?
August 12th, 2024.
August 4th?
12th. Yesterday.
Oh. Okay. And the reason, the final incident that caused it was they were saying you weren't meeting standards of work or what?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge? Or was there anything you could do?
Well, from my understanding, I was actually exceeding my particular goals that we had. So
you was
like,
on
I was
production.
Even getting a shout out. I'm sorry.
Okay. 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 And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
They told me that I will receive a full day for yesterday, and I had 14 hours left of PTO that they would reimburse, well, give me. I'll be paid out for the 14 hours.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okay. Listen. And you certify that all your answers are true and accurate?
Yes.
Okay. It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I'll be asking you some randomly generated questions. From whom did you purchase the property at 6605 Drought Run? Daisy Thorne, Jenny Craig, Orma, Sam, Stephanie, or you never been associated with that property?
Never been associated.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Huntsville, Bessemer, Uniontown, Tuscaloosa?
Uniontown.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2720 The Meadows, 5201 Lois Lane, 7 Alice Ridge Road, 94 Manor House Drive?
2720 The Meadows.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You have to have that done, ma'am. That's only one time with the resume, because that will interrupt your benefits. Okay?
Okay.
The process we do. Ma'am?
Can you say that?
I can give you the website again. It's www.alabamaworks, and that's one word, A-L-A. BAMAWORKS dot Alabama, spelled out, dot gov, G-O-V.
Okay.
So you should have www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. The process we just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, file weekly certification button on the homepage, or I recommend and tell people by telephone. The number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. With that, also, again, I always recommend people just go ahead and call in on Sunday, and that way you know you've done it for the week and you don't have to call until the next Sunday. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember that PIN number. Now, beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employee more than once unless the employee was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employee later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, you can visit your local Alabama Career Center. Well, do you have, any questions?
No, ma'am.
All righty. Well, with that being said, your transaction has been completed, and your transaction number is going to be 498-014-305. And I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All righty.